Answer's in the house. I want to start with a Hebrew lesson. Exactly. Right. That is a future Sinai Akiva student right there. What you are wearing right now are called bigadim, clothes. And in Hebrew, the word beged, garment, is related to the word boged, which means traitor. Not that your clothes betray you. It's not an early Hebraic anticipation of wardrobe malfunctions. But rather, that there is something essentially false about the presentation that we make to the world. That you know, this would be a very different group of people if you wore the condition of your soul on your outside. If your clothes showed your sadness, or your brokenness, or your pain. If people could see by what you were wearing, the fact that you felt guilty, or ashamed, or lost, or bereaved, or alone. But we don't work that way. We show the world how we're fine and we're whole and we're perfect and we're not. And what's ironic in part about synagogue is that people wear their nicest clothes here. In the place that they're supposed to feel their brokenness most. Because you know that in our tradition, there is a Torah of brokenness. We don't have any perfect people. Our greatest heroes don't just have little tiny mistakes to their name, but deep cracks and fissures and flaws in their character. Moses' anger and Miriam's gossip and David, God knows David's everything. And part of what that is supposed to teach us is what the Midrash says when the rabbis say, you know, if a guest comes to your home and you present them with broken vessels, it's considered an embarrassment. But God only uses broken vessels. By which the Midrash means us. We are such an accomplished society that we drive ourselves and our children with the idea of perfection. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that a child gets perfect grades or perfect scores, which I always hear as code for a perfect child. And I wonder sometimes what brokenness was required to drive that perfection. What was lost on the way to that goal? Tonight, you know, you're going to have two men step into the ring and the world is going to be watching those that paid a fortune to watch. And one of them at the end is going to be called not the second best fighter in the world, but the loser. The loser. Because that's what it means not to be perfect. But that's not our tradition. God is Rofe L'Shivurei Lev. God is the healer of shattered hearts. And hearts in our tradition are conceived of like that window behind me, as a mosaic with broken bits. So it's beautiful, but it's broken. And if you don't know the brokenness, then you can't reach towards God. If you were in God's place, what interest would you have in a person who thought that she or he was perfect? Now let me talk about that child. Because that kid is in you. We've learned how to cover it up. I don't expect the adults to go running out of here crying. This is not a fundraising pitch. But it's in you. The most sober and staid banker still has that little boy who skipped stones on the river. It's in him. The most tired and harassed grandmother still has that little girl who held a brush and pretended it was a microphone and sang the most popular song of the time into the mirror. It's in her. But we've learned over time to put the sheen of professionalism and unbrokenness over our pains and flaws and mistakes. That's not the way we're supposed to be here. Here, we all come as failures. That's what we are, after all. A man once approached Abraham Joshua Heschel and said, "I don't think I really need to go to synagogue because I'm a pretty good person." And Heschel said, "I envy you because I know that I'm always saying the wrong thing and hurting people inadvertently and not being as kind as I should be. I need to pray. I'm so glad for you that you don't." Who among us isn't broken? The Kotzker Rebbe said, this is the way it works. God sends souls down on a ladder. And when you reach the earth, God pulls the ladder up. And because we have inside of us something that wants to get to heaven, we begin to jump, to leap, to try and reach the ladder. And God holds it just out of reach. And some people get tired and they stop leaping. But, said the Kotzker, God loves leaping souls. In other words, the ones who know they can't make it, who know that they're not in some sense as good as they should be, but they still try, conscious of their failure and certain in their goal. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said very beautifully, "I will make an altar from the fragments of my broken heart." When you hear over and over again the darknesses in greatness, you realize that there is no shame in your darkness. When you read biographies of great men, and hear how Churchill suffered from depression and Lincoln from melancholy, and despite that, they fought their way through to do great things. When you see that Jacob at the end of his life says to Pharaoh that my life has been bitter, and you realize that there is self-pity in this Jewish hero. It allows us to breathe. To take for a moment that judgment that we constantly hold over our own heads and to put it aside and to be broken. You all know, God knows I have quoted it often enough, the Kutzker Rebbe's beautiful comment that the only whole heart is a broken one. That if in this world of pain and suffering and despair your heart doesn't break, then it's not whole. There's something wrong with you. If you see what happened in Nepal or in Baltimore and it's not heartbreaking to you, then you're really broken. So that's why we're here. Sometimes, especially in our community, we make it about the community or causes, and all those things are important and central to our tradition, but ultimately, after all, each of us confronts God as a single shattered soul. In our tradition, there is only one perfection, and it's not us. And part of God's perfection is that God knows our imperfection. Haro'eh ochlosia Yisrael. One who sees a crowd of people is supposed to say a blessing. Baruch chacham harazim. Blessed be God who knows secrets. From your clothes, I can't see your sadness. I can't know your pain. But God can. That's why we're here. Shabbat Shalom.